This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And in golf, Joe, your cousin, Justin Rose, is leading the Masters at 7-under. Corey Connors, Scottie Scheffler, and Ludvig Åberg are tied at second, third, 4-under.
Yeah. By the way, I know you didn't watch. I spent way too many hours yesterday watching
How do you know I didn't sit around and watch golf all day yesterday?
Because I know that's... First of all, you got two
I
got
to tell
boys,
you, I'll be completely
boys.
Honest. I would love to have been able to sit down and watch golf all day yesterday. That would have been a dream come true for me.
But, Woody, when you get a little bit older, they'll be gone. They'll be gone.
I'm actually jealous of you. I know I make fun, but I'm very jealous of you.
And I've been very open about how much I enjoy watching the Masters on TV. I just sent a good friend of mine that works up there and telling her how much I love watching the Masters and knowing every hole and, you know, if you can cut the corner, you can get there in two. And a lot of the shots spin back. If you spin them too much, they end up in the water. It's amazing. So Rory McIlroy, who is the second best player in the world, ranking-wise, and has had his moments where he's been, looks like, you know, the next, they used to call him, that he's going to be the next Tiger. Yesterday's 4-under in great shape with four holes left and gets two double bogeys. I think a lot of guys go through tournaments, they don't have one double bogey. He had two in four holes to go back to even yesterday. And doesn't matter how good you are, man, the Masters can get you. So anyway, fun if you get a chance and you like watching golf, and if you're casual with the golf stuff, and I am, a lot of golf tournaments I don't want to watch, but that one, especially with all the best players on both tours there, all the tours actually, even overseas, all the players that have qualified through winning majors and everything else that have been in DeChambeau and Koepka and all the rest of them. So it's a fun tournament to watch. All right, so we got this Tyreek Hill stuff, and if you're just joining us, we played it this morning. We knew it was coming. I called Woody the other night. I go, you know what happens after these reports come out? And Woody goes, what's that? I go, the 911 call. So sure enough, the 911 call, Tyreek's mother-in-law call, and if you missed it, it's not long, but here it is.
You're not going to do this. You put me in my video. Yes, you did. You're crazy. And I don't care. Stop saying. I don't care. Now they're blaming me for calling the police. They might.
It's okay. You did right. You did it.
See, he's like trying to calm it down because he knows y'all are here. And he's going to lose his career over this. I mean, where are y'all? Girl, I'm so scared.
It's amazing. These things go on and you hear people saying this could ruin his career. Anyway, we're glad everybody's fine. The daughter on the balcony coming back in, whatever happened. And apparently Tyreek's wife the next day filed for divorce. And again, that's a side thing that I don't think the team really cares about, the divorce part, because a lot of players get divorced and a lot of people get divorced and friends in different places and different careers all get divorced. That's not the part. Is that Tyreek Hill is your best player and these things follow him around. And what do you do as a team? You're getting ready. You're less than 2 weeks away from a draft. There is all kinds of heat on the head coach and general manager and a lot of other folks over there that we got to win. And now you have this, we'll just call it a distraction right now. Now, there's a good chance we're making more of it than the team is. There is that chance. Somebody asked me and I go, I don't know because I'm not very close to the team these days. And so I don't know what the feeling is. Most of those guys are married and have kids and, you know, everything, but I don't know. Recently, at the owners' meetings, Mike made it clear that Tyreek's not going anywhere. He's our guy. We're, you know, setting the offense up to get him more involved again, he and Jalen and all that stuff. So, anyway, we have had an amazing amount of text messages come in for a second straight morning on this topic and everything around it. Mother-in-law about Tyreek's very aggressive and impulsive and concerned for her daughter's safety, which I think everybody can appreciate this. Again, they closed it. They said they made it clear. They closed everything. You know, they police went up there, said, okay, you know. But it's always something with Tyreek Hill. It just is always something. It's like all these things that happen. You know, and Drew Rosenhaus, God bless him, man. The guy does his job as an agent and has to be the bad guy and the fall guy and go to bat and jump up in front of everybody. But it's like, it's just, it wears you out if nothing else. It's just all the different things. Like, you can sit back and I laugh about some of them, you know. The woman that came down here after getting invited after her son went to his camp and went over to the house and I guess played offensive lineman and he ran over the top of her and she's suing him. It's just these things are like, huh? These don't happen to 99.9% of the athletes. It happens to him. Just, you know, we can go back and forth on what happened on opening day with the police and Tyreek down on, you know, before your opener. Opening game 2 hours before. I thought somebody was messing with me. Like the video, go look at this. And I go, I can't believe Tyreek, like, all right, whoever put that together, not funny, opener, getting ready. And you got Tyreek down in front of the stadium. Come on, what a joke. No, it happened. So anyway, I don't know. I don't know what the team says. Does the team say anything or do they act like nothing happened? It's not a big deal. Do they think it's none of their business? I don't know, man. When you got one of the highest paid guaranteed contracts on a guy at that position in the league, and you're expecting him to be your lead guy and be one of your leaders and all that stuff, I think it's kind of important, man. And I know, again, they're saying, you know, she's saying he didn't hit me and he didn't do anything. He just wanted the baby and wanted to hold the baby and all that. But
it's just the more we talk about it, the more it feels like it is time. It is time to cut bait here. I don't know if he has any trade value, Joe. I'd be lying if I don't know what the teams are thinking. But this has disaster written all over.
I can just tell you this.
Here's the problem. You can't, as an organization, you can't say, we have this under control. We know this is not going to happen again.
No, they can't say that.
And when it happens again, probably going to be worse.
I got to tell you, man, he does wear you out. Even doing it, and by the way, it's great for our business. Don't get me wrong.
No, it's yeah.
It's radio gold, what they call radio gold train wreck.
It's the lead story on TMZ. They love it. But they got the call yesterday.
I got to tell you, man.
But this is just, the question is, where do you draw the line? Like, do you have to have evidence that he hit her? Like, does that have to happen next time?
I don't know what the line is.
Because here's the other thing. I told you this earlier. If it happens again, the Dolphins are going to look really, really bad.
That's
not that
true.
They don't look bad to begin with here, but
that's true.
If it happens again and it's worse, they're going to look like a bunch of enablers.
I will just say this. I'm worn out doing Tyreek Hill because
sucks. So that's why it's time to move on, man.
All right.
Let me ask you, are you going to win the Super Bowl this year, Joe?
No.
Are you going to win a playoff game this year? Probably not.
Probably not.
So just do it, man. Just rip the Band-Aid off.
They're not. By the way, they're not going to cut him. So if you say cut him one more time,
fine.
You need to stop.
Trade him for a six-round pick. Whatever you want to do.
Whatever. And if you know what the pick is, great.
That's just a guess.
I'm just...
Debo was, what, a fifth?
It just wears you out. All the things. I can't imagine, again, Mike wants to be everybody's friend and get along and do it his way. This got to wear Mike and his wife out. Katie, this has got to wipe out Chris Greer, who's in charge of the whole umbrella of this thing. Like, just with everything else they've got going on, like, we need an A-plus draft, and we got to worry about our best player 2 weeks before again. And it's not even an issue. Like, most issues with the team, I get those, the money, and I need to get paid, and you know, I'm injured and stuff like that can affect your team. But when you got a guy that just can't stay out of trouble, of some form of trouble, over and over again, whether it's at the end of the year and you check out of a game to you tell him you want out, then you come back with more social media stuff, screaming and saying, you got to get me better players around me, more dogs. It's just like, and then he follows it up with, man, you know, I talked to my mom and my dad. That's not the way I was raised. And I'm like, damn, man. Something ain't clicking, man. You're 31 years old and these things still popping up. And it's not the first time these kind of things have popped up. He said, she said in relationship stuff. Man, it wears you out. It wears you out. How'd you like be security? And I keep bringing up Drew and Larry and those guys over there that are friends that are in charge of the babysitting and all the other stuff, including taking care of us. They don't pay you guys enough. I put you with Ann's group now. Ann and Larry and Drew, you don't get paid enough money. You get paid enough money for the constant middle of the night. Hey, what are we going to do? We got to go check. You know, those security guys, what do you think they were told by the team in the league? Jump on it. Call the police over there. Find out what do we have. We don't want to get ambushed. The owner wants to know. Tom Garfinkel got a family. He wants to know. Anyway, we got to go to break.
Well, the deeper we go into this, the more it just, they should have just cleaned house.
Oh,
yeah. I know it's. I can't
do
it now.
Can you do me a favor?
Man,
will you just stop on clean house? Wait, clean house on the team because this just popped up. Is that what you're saying?
No,
clean house. Where you want to rebuild?
Joe, they have serious issues over there, man. And this seems to pop up all the time with them. Like everyone's saying, why is it always the Dolphins?
That's a great question. But you can't read. Do me a favor. Don't read a text and then going, well, we should have just get rid of everybody.
People are very persuasive.
Jeez. All right. Hey, we got to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic this morning. I'll tell you what, it's bad enough when news is bad, and I got Woody in the car going, no, it's worse than that. Friggin', remember Eeyore? Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T, man, that gets you down. Oh, my God. Oh, thank God I'm on a program. I'd be really depressed right now, too, because I got to tell you, man, when you have ED and low T, and I had it full-blown both, man, I knew it right away. I couldn't keep my eyes awake. I'd get a decent night's sleep and get up and felt like I slept an hour. And tired all day and tired all weekend and then in a funk and didn't feel like doing anything. And then asked my wife, can we go out Saturday night? Because Friday I'm just tired. And then the sex drive, gone. Man, I was sprinting to bed to beat her by 3 hours so she wouldn't expect anything to happen in the bedroom. And I want to let you know, man, Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you. I called Atlantic Men's Clinic Friday because I couldn't believe it. I went there yesterday. The amount of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s that are going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. They got 6 locations. You're in for great results, and it happens to every man. Don't be embarrassed. ED and low T are part of the program. And guess what? You can knock it out. You can get rid of it. You can turn back the clock. Woody and I were talking this morning about when you get on a low T and you have it, and you get on a program, how much better you feel. 6 locations in South Florida. You get all the testing done. You meet with their professionals. This is what they do. They knock out ED and low T. And you will get it. And the question is, when you get it, you're going to deal with it and just go, that's part of life. Or do you want to turn back the clock and get more out of your life? And if that's the case, Atlantic Men's Clinic is for you. Get that first appointment set up, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Atlantic Men's Clinic works.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, and we're going to bring in a guy that had a pretty explosive article this morning in the Sun Sentinel, Dave Hyde, about Tyreek Hill and the team and everything else that's going on. Instead of talking about that 13th overall pick and what they might do in the second round and third round and a couple of fours and a couple of fives, Dave, we got Tyreek Hill. And by the way, I know you've heard it, but once again, here's Tyreek Hill's mother-in-law on 911.
You're not going to do this. You put me in my video. Yes, you did. You're crazy. And I don't care.
Now they're blaming me for calling the police. They might
okay.
try to beat me.
It's okay. You did right. You did it.
See, he's like trying to calm it down because he knows y'all are here, and he's going to lose his career over this. I mean, where are y'all? Girl, I'm so scared.
That is a that was a concerned mother-in-law right there with the granddaughter and watching the wife and Tyreek and whatever was going on. And Dave's with us this morning. Dave, a record amount of yesterday and today of text messages coming in, and a lot of people want to get rid of them. What do you do? What is Chris? And we can talk about all the characters over at camp, the head coach, the general manager, the CEO, and the owner. What do you do with this?
Well, first of all, I'm glad nobody got hurt in that thing. And second of all, I mean, seriously hurt. And second, he needs help. I mean, that I'm sure he's been getting help, but it's not clicking in. But we're here to talk football. What do you do? Again, I wrote after he said he quit on the team and he wanted to be traded, and all this stuff was trickling out about him missing meetings and a team with bad culture. Here's now he's the second highest paid guy on the team, setting bad. I would have traded him right after the season. I mean, for anything. I mean, just it would have been. Everybody knows how talented he is, and there's going to be a couple times next year if he's on the team, he could win you games, and he'll everything will be great. But my thought is with the culture problems and the way he's affecting the team, and throw on this, this is the just as big as anything else from a football side. When they redid his contract, he's getting his salary cap numbers $51.8 million next season.
Ooh.
So basically, you are renting him for a year. You have him for a year, and then you're either going to he's 32 next year. Are you going to extend his contract? Are you going to redo it to spread that out for 3 more years? Would you seriously put up with all this stuff? Again, no. So what we're talking about is one season at this point. Is it worth the trouble? Is his good play worth the trouble? And to me, I would have looked at all that right at the end of the year and said, we got to figure a way to get him out of here.
That's the other, by the way, we haven't even talked about being late and all that stuff. And look at everybody's kind of leaked it out on just how bad it was with them as far as that. Can they even get that under control? Can Mike go, hey, listen, I put up with a lot last year, and, I was talking to Wes Welker, and, you just can't do all that stuff, or what? I don't know if Mike can get things turned around and get him under control, because I don't know if anybody can right now. He talks about his mom. Every time something happens, he goes, my mom and dad, they told me that's wrong, and I got to do better, and I know that's not the way I was raised, and then something else happens.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't blame him for bringing up his upbringing. You know, he's going back to his roots, and okay, I know I need to be better, but just like he'll, I'm sure, I thought we'd get through this off season, and he'd be, you know, a straight A student as much as possible.
Yeah.
And we'd go and we'd hear all about him making being on time for meetings. Everybody's on time for meetings again. And but then there'd be the real issue would come late in December or November somewhere where they have struggle and what's going on. And so here we are. And, you know, it's stunning to think 8 months ago in August, they extended him for 3 years and $90 million. And I wrote it, you know, they did it with Jalen Ramsey too. These were unnecessary contract extensions. They had the guys under contract making top of the line money. And they, for whatever reason inside the organization, decided to extend these guys and be on the hook for more money and more years. And you know, here's Exhibit A, why you really got to be careful doing stuff like that.
I ask you the other side of this then, Dave. You know all the characters. You've had interviews with everybody. Does the team just kind of treat it? And we have a few people, not a lot, a few people saying, well, case closed, nothing was there, little argument. A lot of people have those every day. Let's not make a big deal about this because they got some video out on the balcony. Nobody got arrested. Why should anything happen? What do you say?
I mean, if this was any other player who this is something that, oh, that was unfortunate, or thank God nobody got hurt, but it sounds like, you know, the police aren't bringing charges, so there's nothing. But this is a repeat. How many times have we gone through not this exact situation, but something every couple months with Tyreek, it feels like? I know you brought up the backyard football mom and him.
The lovemaking and mother, yes, the lovemaking.
Yeah.
The big lovemaking mother, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was the boat captain.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
Yeah, there's it isn't like going back to college with Tyreek this you know, some are much more serious than others, but you know, there's such a serial storyline here that it isn't like it's one issue where something went wrong. It is you know, and I'm serious. I'm glad nobody got hurt, and I hope he gets some help.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because if you keep him, you really need to put him in a program, and I don't think that's exaggerating. You really need to like control whatever he's going through or whatever if he's been diagnosed with something. It's, you know, you can't be on time syndrome to something else that's like that. You can get some help, but. He's the best player on the team, and
yep.
You know how this works in sports. You put up with a lot when you got a guy that you're thinking they're building things around him. They're trying to get this down the field stuff. He's still one of the most explosive receivers, and I know he hadn't had an explosive play since the opener last year. But they're going, man, this can help us go a long way to all of us keeping our jobs, having that guy right. But I don't know how you control him because you can't babysit him once he leaves the facility every day.
And who's keeping him in line? I mean, I it looks like Wes Welker's for the fall guy for not being able to control him. But really, when you have guys like this making the second most money on the team with a pattern of disregard or questionable behavior, this is the head coach's job. Everybody, you know, it doesn't fall to the position coach. It seemed like Sam Madison got the blame a year ago. Wes Welker gets it this year. This is really Mike McDaniel's job, controlling or having a relationship with these guys to the point where you have to confront them. And does Mike have that card in his arsenal? You know, does he have that tool? I'm not sure. I think when I was in there with you, Joe, I told the story. I interviewed Sean Payton, talked to him, and he said Bill Parcells really taught him. He was an He was a non-confrontational coach. He thought it was uncomfortable and everything, and Bill Parcells taught him how you have to confront players with things, and it's for everybody's best. And that's really, you know, he learned it late in his career, or mid-career, really. I don't know Mike's inner workings enough to know, but
it's a different time, Dave. That old school, new time.
You're right, Joe. You're right. But this is a case. How do you keep him? How do you keep Tyreek in order when? Let's face it. He was late for meetings. He won the only one. And at the end of the year, Mike said, "We're going to get it under control next year." And I asked him, "Why not this year?" And he goes, "Well, nobody responded to fines." And I'm like, "Well, you know."
Yeah, but in fairness to Mike, I don't know what else he can do. I think you could be a lot more. You can be a lot tougher on your players, but I mean, these guys. To find Jalen Ramsey or Tyreek Hill, they're like, "Here, you want it out of my checking account, or have my wife come over? We'll just hand you $100 bills. It's not a big deal."
I'm not a huge fan of some of the stuff Brian Flores did, and I was a fan of some of the stuff he did, and nobody was ever late to his meetings, okay? I never heard anything. And then right before he took over for Adam Gase, everybody was late for his meetings. There is some guys, you just the players know not to mess around with the rules, and that's what has to be. That's one of the first things you have to have in place for a culture.
Dave, real quickly, what do you think happens, and do you think he'll be here in September when this thing starts up?
I think he will be, because we're almost past the point of trade him. Now, they could trade him after June 1st if they have something, and it's actually a much better salary cap deal, I think, instead of having to pay $28.5 million. Instead of Tyreek counting that against the cap, it'd be like $12.5 million. So, but the problem there, obviously, is finding a dance partner, a trade partner at that point. So, again, I thought and I wrote right after the season, time to trade Tyreek. Bring the divorce on, because I don't like the future. And again, it's a one-year thing at this point. He's owed $51 million after this season against the cap. And so what are we talking about here? So I think it's he be here? I think he will be, just because it's, you know, the ability to make a trade at this point looks more difficult.
Hey, Dave, Omar, Omar likes to stir it up. And first of all, I want to start with that.
That's why we love Omar.
That's right. That's right. But Omar somewhere decided, I don't know where it came from, out of right field, that Xavier Howard is clearly a better corner than Patrick Surtain Sr.
Yeah.
I
don't know where that came from.
I watched them all up close, man. And hello.
I did see it on Twitter, and I did have to respond to it, saying no.
He got you.
And he got me. He you know, pulled me in. It's like I should have just put up a
He gets
sign,
me,
you
too.
Know?
Omar, you're a bad man. He gets me, too. Yeah. I was like, looked up the stats. So I'll bet you went and looked
I did,
up.
I did, because I was like, sometimes you see something, and look, I worked with Omar. I loved working with Omar. But when he put it up there, I said, was he? I don't think so at all. And I looked up, you know, you had Patrick Surtain 2, first team All Pros, Xavier Howard 1, Patrick Surtain 11 years, Xavier Howard, I think it was 8, Patrick Surtain 39 interceptions, and Xavier Howard 29. Don't hold me exactly to those stats, but that's generally the idea.
You know what the difference is? Omar's real close to Xavier Howard and not close to Patrick Surtain.
Look, we're nice to people who are nice to us.
Exactly.
Right? Isn't that the business? Isn't that the business? But, you know, look, Xavier Howard, if you want to say he's better or they're the same.
Oh, X-Man was a hell of a player. Don't get me wrong now. X-Man's up there.
Absolutely.
He had a hell of a career. By the way, the funny thing is, I think Sam Pat and X-Man, all second round picks, and three of the best, probably the three best corners to that played here long enough to of all time here. They were classics. Dave, thank you, man. I appreciate you coming on here. You sound kind of down even talking about it, actually.
I know, Joe. I'm looking forward to the
draft.
We're starting a playoff And the Panthers will probably give us plenty of good news again. So it'll be nice to get back to sports and not police blotters and all that stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel, columnist, joining us. Hey, South Florida, it's time to talk about the main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. Oh, boy, if you own a business and you're a little bit tired and you've been thinking about selling it, I know a guy. Yeah, this guy, Anthony Caliendo. He can get it done for you. He's a marketing machine. Let's start with that. Let's get the word out that you want to sell it. It's special. He's going to get you a lot of money. Now, if you're not sure if you want to sell or not, you've been on the fence going back and forth as you get older. Are you just tired of all the stress? Are you tired of all the risk? Are you tired of all the competition? Are you tired of all the employees? Are you just tired of being tired when you come home on a Friday night? Well, if you're going through that, maybe it's time to call the main man. Sit down with him. Figure out a price. He'll do it for you. He can tell you exactly what your business is worth. He'll do that for free, that part for free, and then we'll get the word out. Matter of fact, he's got a ton of people that have moved here that are looking to buy businesses just like yours, and you don't know about it, but he does. 1-800, the main man, specializes in getting you the most money for your business. 1-800, the main man. That's 1-800-843-6246. Ask for Anthony Caliendo, the main man, or you can visit the website, themainman.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, nothing like a Friday quickie.
Yeah, we'll do this real quick here, Joe. I got a couple for you. The first one, Ja Morant, is not backing down from his grenade-throwing. And I think he did like a machine gun thing last night, too. They were on national TV. You know, Shaq was like, maybe you shouldn't do anything that depicts people dying. The issue here, again, is that the fact that he has had the off-the-court issues with this stuff. This kind of feels like it ties into the story we've been talking about this morning. Like a guy that just needs help, just doesn't get it.
That's a weird one. You would think that long suspension would kind of...
Would have woke him up.
Kind of be a wake-up call.
It's sad because he's a really good player, but I don't know. He said that something about I'm throwing my words out there and blocking it by covering his ear. Like he wasn't, you know, trying to say that he wasn't throwing a grenade.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. It's kind of what you're doing, but.
Nice. Getting creative, messing with the league.
We'll see how that one ends, Joe. I'm guessing it's not going to end well for him. That league is very sensitive about their image as well.
Yeah, I think
all the leagues are sensitive about their image.
Yeah, I think they they got the two leagues that celebrations of. I do like the celebrations in the NFL.
Yeah, they're fun,
but the humping, like, soon as I see a guy hump the ground like you're having sex with somebody, then it's like or shooting a gun or
or
cutting somebody's throat.
Yeah, I don't think Ja Morant needs to be pointing. The double gun at people tell you, on the though, other benches.
I will tell you, though, old school, there are a lot of guys that used to do the...
The guns and stuff? The throat slash? Throat. Yeah.
That's been around for a long time. Was never an issue.
But that's different, isn't it? I don't know. The throat slash.
No, they get mad at that one, too. Like, oh, now you're going to cut somebody's throat, huh?
I think Reggie Miller did the choke thing. I mean, obviously can't do that anymore, but...
Can't do the choke thing?
I would think not. I don't know.
You can do the choke thing.
Can you?
Well, you're saying that's...
I don't know. A lot of stuff's banned these days, bro. I don't know.
Let's not go overboard. Choking's a big part of sports. Remember, do you still remember Pete Carroll doing that to our kicker? Did the choke thing, and everybody was mad at him for years.
All right, and a couple of auction items to end your week here, Joe. We have what could be the most expensive basketball card ever that has hit the auction block. This is at Heritage Auction House. It is a dual logo man.
Wait, two players?
Two players. Dual logo man.
LeBron and Michael.
No, it is not LeBron and Michael. It's a signature more valuable. That would be Kobe Bryant.
Oh, gosh, I always forget that.
So Kobe and MJ, these are game-worn logo mans from their uniforms. Both have signed the card. This is, this is like the holy grail of collecting, right?
How do these people just come up like, hey, let's put together another combination. We can get these autographs done. We can make even more money.
Amazingly, the card was made by Upper Deck. It's a 2007 Upper Deck card here. But again, both have signed it on card. They're not sticker autographs. They're on card autographs with game-worn logo man patches. The auction, Joe, they are expecting. It's pre-sale estimate.
$5 million?
$6 million, making it the most expensive basketball card to sell to public auction.
Whew, man.
The most paid for a Jordan card publicly so far is $2.9 million for a 2003 Upper Deck Ultimate Collection Logo Man autograph, one of one, in June 2024.
So cool to own that. Oh, God, would that be cool to own that.
What if you bought that card? What would your wife say?
We're broke.
Would she be like,
how are we going to live now?
Why did we just get this second mortgage statement? What's going on here? I called Michael Kazi. We bought a card.
It would be the same reaction when I decided to do an investment on my own. I told her all of a sudden, she goes, this is bad. This is a really bad idea. And I did it anyway, and she's right. It went from whatever the price was right down to zero.
And then our final one here, Joe, take you back to your childhood here, and that we have a handwritten note.
Willie Mays?
No, from the Titanic.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, I didn't know
survive
where you're going.
Survive the Titanic. It's got the Titanic letterhead there on there, and again, I guess probably not a lot of stuff had survived that thing, but this handwritten letter from a passenger, which I don't know why somebody would want to own such an item. It is up to $73,000 with 16 days until it closes. Mm. This thing's going to go for six figures.
Wow. Okay.
A passenger written note from the Titanic.
Okay.
Any thoughts? I mean, I know you were young when that ship went down, but I mean, was that a big deal? I guess it was a big deal.
Oh, no, the movie was good,
The
though.
Movie was good, yeah,
the
Leo.
Movie was good. He was at his best.
Why couldn't she let him on the thing with her? She had to leave him in the water.
He took one for the team.
Very piggish.
He took one for the team. That's the way a good movie.
Did you cry at the end of that when he eventually sinks?
I get choked up on air. And what is, I've gotten older.
You said you cried the Luka thing.
The Luka thing. Nah. I sat in here and somebody came in and Gabby came in and goes, what's wrong? Are you okay? And I go, I'm just watching this Luka thing. I'm getting to be soft, man. I don't know, as you get older, is anybody else out there when you watch a movie or something happens during a game and, like, I don't know. Something's happened to me, man. It's got.
I would want to see your reaction if the Dolphins won a Super Bowl. That reaction would be priceless.
How about let's just get to one?
I know. By the way, someone said it earlier. They go, they want them to win one for you. And I'm with you on that one, by the way.
Well,
I'd love to
that.
See you be a part of one of those, man.
I appreciate that.
You've been through a lot of bad seasons in that booth.
I got to tell you, it's not me. It's our whole fan base. It's everybody.
I know. Could you imagine that parade? Not to, like, try to screw up a Friday here, but
I got to tell you,
the Panther parade was fun, but the Dolphin parade.
I would like nothing more if Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel were up there for a celebration, wherever they had it. And it might be a three-county, three-day. It might go forever. And if we were doing that, it would be.
Would you make it into work
fantastic.
On Monday?
Yeah, I'd still show up.
Okay.
Yeah. But that would be it.
Would that be another one of your puking in the parking lot?
Yeah,
mornings?
Yes, it would. Yeah. And it'd be drop the mic and I'm done. I got it. Now I can. Now
one
I can
one day, man. One day.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
I've been doing the games with Jimmy Cephalo for 20 years. Could be, you know, could be coming to an end. But 20 years and we have not seen since, you know, it's been 25 years.
You haven't called a playoff win.
No.
Well.
Anyway.
It's a good run.
All right, here we go. Baptist Health South Florida. Got to tell you about them. They've been a big part of my life and taking care of me and taking care of all my former teammates and taking care of a lot of teams because people ask me all the time. Baptist Health South Florida has put together, from the top down, one of the best sports medicine programs you could ever have. Yes, they take care of Inter Miami, the Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. A lot of high schools got a great program set up right now in Dade County and taking care of a lot of the high schools in Broward County. And listen, they've got a great team of not only team doctors, but they got a great group of specialists that they've hired for every part of the body. You can't be a top sports medicine program until you get specialists, and I mean damn good specialists for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. We got them all, and we got a bunch of them covering Dade and Broward County for you, Palm Beach. We didn't forget about you either, with great facilities everywhere, including Doctors Hospital and Coral Gables, our old original, at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility. And 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Is Dr. Swartzen back from that vacation? Yeah, Doc, man, I'll tell you what, we couldn't be without you. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the team and individual sports you love so much.